December the 23rd, 2020. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer, As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomiradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil karim Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak. Qadira refers to strain of mind that leads to guidance. So this is what Abraham was telling this arrogant ruler. You think you know everything, but no, you are ignorant. You are following guesswork. You are nothing but an advanced, wealthy witch doctor. Here I'm coming with the truth, and you have false magic. The one who created me shall guide me. And that's the meaning of Kalika for Sawa Kadira Fahada. Kalika Fasawa Kadira Fahadda. In four steps he created, then he balanced everything. So that is law. If things are balanced, it means these things are governed by laws, Kadira. Then he empowered the intellect. That is talking about the intellect, but the same thing happened with creation itself. God has created matter, so it comes willingly or unwillingly to the order that God intends for it. So if it is not in agreement, then there is a strain in the matter to conform to the law intended for that matter. It might explode and then find its adjustment, or it might by some other activity come to its adjustment, but it is going to come to its adjustment because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it all for peace. So it has to have its peace. So for the intellect straining for the guidance, the intellect strains and strains with issues that the intellect wants to see in some kind of rational order or agreement. The intellect strains and strains. That is what the term Qadira is referring to. And after a while, it light comes on, it happens, and the intellect knows this is the answer. So this is how it's supposed to be settled, or this is how this is supposed to be stated or composed, etc. And with that is the guidance. So there is the guidance, and the intellect will keep working with it after the light has been turned on in a very mysterious way. Intuitive intuition, cognition, etc. So the light is on now, and the intellect begins to work on what it saw. So lightning symbolizes people following intuitive but not revelation. Intuition, pardon me, but not revelation. So those who won't follow revelation and they follow nothing but the intuitive light, they are those who wait for the thunder and the lightning, and when the lightning flashes, they walk a little bit, and it goes off, and they are at a standstill. The same God who taught you, or the same God that gave you, the intuitive power also gave you revelation. So don't be satisfied with just that. Still seek God, and in time, he will give you revelation, reveal knowledge that came to the prophets, as we know. Say to the rejecters of faith, I do not worship what you worship, and you are not worshiping what I worship. and I am not worshiping what you're worshiping, or I am not worshiping what you are set upon worshiping, so it is a little stronger here, and you are not worshiping what I worship. So for you, your way, your deen, and for me, my deen. And you notice my deen has not the possessive letter Y on it. It just has the kesara, eval. Why? Because this is not an individual religion. It is a universal religion of mankind, so it's not nice for us to say in this particular discussion with rejects my religion with some kind of special pride or some kind of special sense of possession. No, it is a religion of mankind. So play down your possession of it. Do not put the long vowel double E on it. Just put the little vowel kasra E. Don't say my holding is long, but say my real quickly and keep going. Like some people say, my God. That is too long. He is not just your God. He is our God. Ufda means or not. Your firm conviction, resolution. So you accept what he says, and you find yourself breaking the law. You wake up one morning, and you say, good God, I have broken all the laws. I didn't know. I had slipped into this kind of thinking. The word ukud here from the Arabic root word ukada, which means or not. And this is firm conviction, meaning your resolution or firm conviction. And I seek refuge from the harm or the evil of the envier when he envies. These are prayers. They are chapters, but also prayers. I would advise you to pray these prayers. This world is too much for us. We cannot manage it. But God will help us, and his help that he gives is a help. All this is universal. Every society has had come under the influence or have been tempted by the Satan, and every society has had its magic in its witchcraft. Another chapter says, I seek refuge with the Lord of the humanity, mankind, of all people. So you see, every one of these verses, we are calling on God himself. They are directed to God. And the Quran says to be not of the kafira, or the rejecters of faith. Be not of the shirk, the polytheists, declaring the oneness of God. Here it is a must to have protection from the Lord of the dawn. So we now, this is daybreak. We know this is daybreak. Light, it says. I seek refuge with the Lord of the light. So this is the Lord of the light. It is not just light created, but the Lord of the light, the creator, the Lord of the light, or the one who started light, the one who caused light to be. So he is the one to progress that light, to make that light from beginning to end, stage by stage. It is a progression for the light. Now, if something interrupts that order and brings about darkness or confusion in the progression of light, I should turn to the one who started the light in the first place, because he is also the Lord of the light. So we mentioned earlier the Bible saying that there would be a famine, not a famine of food, but a famine of hearing the word of God. The Bible also says that darkness will cover the whole earth. The Quran says, I seek refuge with the Lord of humanity, mankind, is the common usage of this word. Nats mean all people. Lord of mankind is a better term because humanity refers to human people, refined or people living in accord with their best motivations, in accord with their inherent excellence. So humanity is not necessarily all people. All people have the gift of humanity, but it doesn't mean that they all have it. And this is because they are not awakened to it or they don't accept it. But this is all people. So I just want to correct myself. This is not humanity. It is all people or mankind. So those who won't follow revelation and they follow nothing but the intuitive light, they are those who wait for the thunder and the lightning, and when the lightning flashes, they walk a little bit, and it goes off and they are at a standstill. The same God that gave you the intuitive power also gave you revelation. So don't be satisfied with just that. Still seek God, and in time, he will give you revelation. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 20, walk only in thunder and lightning. As-salamu alaykum to you, and again, and Ramadan Mubarak. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the revelation to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, to all mankind, especially to the believers of the followers of the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. In the Quranic Arabic, kana asusu ala ma'i. Kana asusu al ma'i. Translated, the throne was established before on the water. So with the revelation in Quran, I understand that though people turn bad, their intentions become bad. Intentions instead of good. The bad people get into the picture and get into control. It does not always mean because it is condemned and because they have taken advantage of a natural situation that the natural situation is bad. It is only there to let us know that a terrible thing has happened, but not necessarily that the situation was bad. It was good in its time. But because of design by the shaitan and his followers of the wicked people, the situation became bad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced it with another. So he replaced it with another in accordance with his plan or accordance with the development of human life as it progresses. As human progresses and the development progresses, then what was used in the past is not best for the new situation where people's lives have been advanced from needing that kind of help or support it was getting before, had advanced where it mandated or required a more advanced or a more progress situation. Church life is trouble for African Americans. Some people, because of habit and because of sometimes corruption, lack of faith, they continue with something that they know cheats human life or hold back human life from reaching the development that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, wants for it. And they just continue out of habit, sometimes continue out of greed, and sometimes just out of ignorance. They continue to exploit human life for selfish gain. And I hate to put down our people, and I hate to put down the church, but then the whole church life is bad for African Americans. I do not like to say it, but I am forced to say it. It just keeps them in the water. I'll make you fishermen of men. And God says that his throne was upon the water. But then he changed it, and he says in Quranic Arabic, "Wasiya kasirus semiwati wa adi, wasiya kasirus semiwati wa adi." Translated, his throne attend over the heavens and the earth. So this is revealing to us growth for the administration or for the rule of human society on this planet Earth. It is progressing. In the time when it depended on fishing in the water of human sensitivity, in the Bible, God showed Jesus Christ beginning his mission, and he went out and called fishermen to come in and support his mission. They were fishing from boats in the water. And he told them to follow me, and I will teach you how to be fishermen of men. Fishing in the human emotions means the intelligence is limited to reflex. Again, here we see Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon his life and mission, and Christ Jesus' life and mission paralyzed here. Parallel. So here they are very similar. They are running together in that they have the same purpose and the same plan, so to speak. Jesus and I will make you fishermen of men. He was trying them, or he was taking them to the land. And what he was saying in that one little statement is that people who depend on the workings or on the human feeling and sensitivity, the people they convert to their leadership or to their way, are not men. They are like fish. Fish is characteristics of his life, is used as a symbol or as a parable, so to speak, is characteristics of quick responses. So what you call reflex activity. So when we are describing people as fish, that is what we are saying. They are on the level where their minds, their intellect, is reflex. If you touch me, I'll say, who is that? What is going on? That is reflex. So fish, when you notice them in a pond, in a bowl, or if you have seen them swim in a pond or something, they are under reflex. They go in one direction until something gets their attention. Then they quickly respond to it. They either go to it or they go away from it. Fish are known for reflex activity, reflex responses. So walk only in thunder and lightning. People who are given a religion or a religious message or preaching that wants to arouse your feelings and emotions over a period of generations, the people themselves will become fish reflex. And if you speak to them, the brain muscles for rational insight are not there. So when you speak to them and they are non-responsive, when you speak to them or give their mind something that requires them to use reason, that kind of state in the human intelligence is described as thunder and lightning. The light of intelligence is on for a short while. Like when the lightning flashes, it's not on for too long. But sometimes the flash is so bright at night, you can see what is happening around you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it flashes and it goes away. And they are in the dark again. They have to stop. They cannot proceed. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 223. Women is man's tiller. The Quran, Surah 57, Ayat 21. Garden, the width of the sky and the earth. So whatever man creates is the creation of God also. There is what it is of lasting value comes from God's creation. So God's creation is the universe and everything contained in it, including man. So this great and most high creator created man as a thinker for man to engage creation. The study of man's development as a thinker or as a philosopher or a scientist on the one hand and as a human community on the other hand presents man interaction showing the two concerns working together as mates to address relevancy of a timeless nature in the history of community development for civilized society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he created for man mates of the same nature in one reference, that is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also that man's female counterpart is man's tilth. A tilth is an area to be cultivated or an area under cultivation. And another Quranic reference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, says, the size of the garden created for man to engage with his heart and with his intelligence is as the size or expanse of the skies and the earth, the universe, everything. Relevancy means many critics of religion, and especially scripture, Bible, and the Quran. They say that the thing that people build their lives on in religion, and what was revealed or what comes to them in terms through their prophets who receive revelation, has little or no relevancy now in this modern time or in the world. Relevancy means important meaning. The relevancy for man in times past, present, and in the future is understood by recalling how progress for the nation and recorded history explained as a result of resourceful earth and universe engaged by human hearts and the human brain. So this is what we learn from history of man and his role in the universe or in the material world. The Quran Surah 2, Ayat 24, 6, 6, 6, fire, fuel, is men in stone. So man should put, man shouldn't put on so much importance on his rational ability to the point that he forgets something stronger. Fire burns up his rational ability. Greeks and the Romans were destroyed by the fire of their emotions. So the cultural environment becomes so filled with emotion that they become romantic. The process goes from rationalism to romanticism. This is a trend in man's intellectual experience. So he comes into a period of rational life. They set up so rigid like a stone, no sensitivity. So when man comes up out of the crude nature, when nature evolved, the man, his first contact with logic is not a stony one, not arrogant. He is humble. But in time, he becomes arrogant and says, I am the God evolved out of the matter. So the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 24, we see it grows on earth, the pattern of its development. It was a seed, and certain kinds of plants revealed its very seed. People begin to identify their academic rational growth with the life of the land and identify their emotional makeup with the life of the sea, fish. So the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 24, hear, fire, fuel, men, and stone. And he also says, Wa itaka nuru, and also fear and have this consciousness for hellfire and nuru, hellfire. So you know we have to become conscious of God, the highest idea for us to conceive, and the greatest good for us to conceive, but also fire. And I used to wonder, why God says have this taqwa for fire? The hell fire is good fire if it's not designed for sinners or not used to sinners. See, the same fire that we use to cook the food with, it also will cook a sinner. It will cook sin out of a sinner. So it is not the fire itself that is bad. It is the purpose for which it has been kindled. If it's been kindled to cook sinners, then that's bad fire. So hell and Satan have an ending. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, fear the fire. Fuel is men and stone. Revelation 20:13, hell delivered the dead. So fire burns man, stone, and Satan. So that is the Satan. He deserves to be killed. And he's dying. He's struggling to stay here, but he's going to go. If there is going to come an end to hell, there must going to come an end to Satan, and the Bible and the Quran tells you there is going to be a time when hell is going to be done away with. So when hell gives up the dead, it has no more job. The Bible says hell is going to give up the dead, and Satan is going to be done away with too. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Satan? There is coming a fire that you are not in control of. And the fire that is coming, it burns up men and stones. The hard stone, the Jimurat, the stone of Satan. So before God, trust what is Satan? A stone. You stone him, don't you? On hard. It means he's stone. He has no life to respond to. He does not respond at all. He is just like a stone that can't respond at all. He becomes dead like a stone, coarse, rough, immovable. You can't move feelings. And a stone is just solid. It defies. It will break before it responds to touch or something. That is Satan. So this is why the Quran says, or I should say, hint. God revealed that the Satan will be burnt up in the fire. He's a stone. The fire is not only just for man. It is for man and stone. The hell fire. What else is it saying to Satan? Believe me, Satan hears. It is saying you build a world that can burn up the souls of the people, or burn the souls of the people, burn their life out of them, burn their life up. But God has the power to create a fire much bigger and much stronger than yours. It will also burn you up. So Satan is not going to create the fire that will burn him up. So he's like a stone. He walks through the fire, and he comes out. And he might be smoking a little bit, but that is all. His form is not burnt up. He can walk and live in the fire and survive the fire that he makes for others because he has become stone. God tells him, you think that you're safe from fire, from your fire, yes. But God is going to bring about a fire that is going to burn up not only men, but also stone. So for the devil and all of his followers, the devil is used in the singular and plural in both the Bible and the Quran. Shaitan or Shaitan is the plural word for Satan. Taqwa, the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 24. Fear the fire. Fuel is men and stone. So taqwa is sacred respect for Allah's family. So family, what is taqwa? According to the language of the Quran, when we see its meaning in English, it is sacred respect. Translated, regard, reverence, sacred respect for God. Firstly, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is for close family ties. Secondly, God says in his holy book, revealed as the last book, to Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, family has first priority in the book of God. How do we understand that? When I said God was the first priority, that is because God obligates you to have the family as number one priority in your life. God ordered that. Where did that command come from? It came from God. So if you obey it, you are also obeying the first priority. So you are respecting the first priority, and that is to have God as your first priority. Since God is the Muslim priority, and God says in his book, family has first right. So that is exact meaning or translation. So this is talking about community life, isn't it? It is not talking about heaven or at God's throne, no. It is talking about in man's community and man's life as a community or in this with people living and having to work with people. And that community situation, family has first rights. And isn't that how man's world started? Man went out and became a producer, productive, a worker to take care of his family. So that is the way that the history of man as a worker or as an industrialist person, God is telling us just that, to understand your life. You should know how you got started on this earth. Family has first rights. Taqwa. Behavior is a sacred priority. So following the most important priority in daily life of Muslims as a number of priorities, and we mentioned taqwa. We have to have taqwa for God. We have to have taqwa for the close family ties. And we have to have taqwa for our behavior. But understand, we are not immediately made to see behavior as this sacred priority. So we are not immediately made to see that. The expression in the Quran is given in these Arabic words, attaqanira. Attaqanira, in English it is, respect hell fire. So if we take it to mean fire literally, every living thing by nature respects fire. Fire has such an important part in progressive family life, progressing family life, tribal life, and community life, that some men made the mistake of thinking that the sun or fire as God. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 25, we had this before. So the Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 25. Earth created you from it, and you will return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that he has made the earth a place for you to be gathered. From it he brought you, brought out you. To it he returns you. He promises that he will raise you up again. From it. It is in the Quran, but it is also in other scriptures. The Quran, in this line of communication or revelation, God said, there in the earth you will find the fulfillment of all of your aspirations. There you will find the answer to the fulfillment of all of your aspirations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create us to aspire for something outside of the reality of this creation that he made. If you want to become alienated from his creation, from his plan and his reality that he made for our reality, so this flesh body, you are losing yourself and you will never find your own self. You will be lost from even your own self. But if you want to find all of your hopes for the fulfillment of your life inside of this realm or inside of this context we call the objective world, earth, etc., you are on the right track. And you will grow and grow in more achievements and in more happiness. We had this before is the original fitra. So we had this before. Hence, Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it. So when they are brought to the consciousness in the world, promised to them, the world after they will say, this resembles what we had before. And that is your nature. That is the original fitra. My fitra doesn't want something different from the wife I have now. If I'm going to have a wife, give me her. That is my choice now. Do you think that if I die now, I'm going to change my choice dead? You don't make choices dead. So if I'm going to have one in heaven, paradise, I've got my choice already. And if God fulfills my dreams or my hopes, I expect to see her or something looking just like her in paradise. And that goes for all of my other aspirations. I desire to be free from this perishable body. I desire to be free to praise God forever, free to serve him forever. I never want to stop serving him. So death is a sad note for my life. I don't want to stop. I want to serve him eternally. So that is in my fitra. No one has to dream up an idea, plan for my life, or an ideal world for me to live in. My nature speaks to me. My own nature, as God created it, speaks to me of the world that I want hereafter. Charity has a limited quota by governments to control nations. The Quran, Surah 77, Ayah 25. We made the earth as a drawing plate. God says, have you not made the earth sufficient to serve your need? In this life, the world serves our material need, and there is enough. If you look at all the produce of the earth farmers can produce and do produce and how much is denied, the trip to the market, by law, they can't take it to the market. How much is plowed under? How much is burnt up? How much is given in charity? And there is a limit on how much they can give in charity for starving nations. Why? Because this also is an instrument that is in the hands of the government to bring these nations more in line with what they want them to have as a nation, saying, no, you can't give too much. You can only get as much as is allocated for you to get. So they are quotas, right? So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 28. Die so you may live. Bones equal man's come up, be believing his own structure holds up his world. He has to die to himself. Man is the form, man is a form pattern on a universal principle. Not that the external material reality should conform to his reality. Study the outer world and apply knowledge found in the outer world to man's situation. Baby birth is innocent, though the parents may be criminal. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 28, he give you life again after death. Bukhari, page 2, 440, every child born Muslim. So this is the beauty of life, giving life from the dead. And God says, he is the one who made you, bring you out of the dead and give you life, then return you again and give you another resurrection, another birth, and another growth. The baby that's born today, this minute, this second from its mother, nothing gives it that life but the Creator, God, that designed life to be that way. And that baby has been given a good life, not a bad life. The baby is not born a criminal. The father could have been criminal. The father and the mother, both could have been criminal. The baby is not going to be born bad because the parents were bad. The baby comes here good always, a fresh page for life. ready to have its own record from a clean slate. Isn't that a wonderful God? And if we care for that baby with our human concerns for it, mother or whatever the parent may be that's taking care of that baby is going to have a beautiful growth, beautiful life, most likely unless something gets from the bad influences of the world. This baby will have a beautiful life. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm making a khalifa in the earth. The Quran, Surah 27, Ayah 62, He makes you inheritors. Genesis 1:26, man have dominion. So make a man with rule over air, land, water, everything. See a world that is before man to be conquered. Given this challenge, man's intellect and morality. So God would see if the moral strength of man could survive the test of conquering the land, power, and wealth. As a human, you have greater freedom of movement than any other creature. You can master your flesh, which responds to you and follow. God is going to put a khalifa in the earth. The earth has plants, animals, people, but God decided to put a ruler by opening up the mind of man. But man on his own intuitive is able to increase his knowledge. God gives him so much. But God also gave him a mental makeup that can increase his knowledge if he applies it. This application of knowledge is what brings about the problem. He fails to see that, although he is free to increase his knowledge. He increases it still the reward to him of the Creator. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I will place a khalifa on earth. So the role of khalifa is not what man confused it with. This man who wrote this book, Understanding Al-Islam, the role of khalifa is not that role. The role of khalifa is a human role, not confused or religion with other religions. The khalifa is Al-Islam. He is not Peter. He is not Christ Jesus. He is not God manifest. The khalifa in Al-Islam is human being manifest. It is not to or to the revealing of a manifestation of a deity. It is a manifestation of the hidden potential of a human being that God brings that potential out until it reaches its fullness, flowers into full bloom and full potential. And it is the khalifa, the one that God said should be his custodian, his trustee on earth. He is not a spook. He is not spirit. He is not God. He is a human being. Haven't you been told that a very precious idea in the USA is the sacredness of the individual person, the autonomy? It means khalifa. A person shouldn't be accountable, a person should be accountable to himself for his own behavior. He should be able to take into his hands the forces of his own circumstances, and with faith in God, chart his own course, future, pleasing to God. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, Khalifa, Bukhari, page 4, 429, page 5, 277, Seven Heavens Prophet, 1 Corinthians 15, 45, Adam's first man, living soul, last quickening spirit. Then Jesus, who is called in Scripture the sacred Adam, the second Adam, in the hadith of the ascension of the prophet by night, the visit of Prophet Muhammad by night, we find that Adam is on the first level. Jesus Christ is on the second level. Wouldn't that be consistent with what the Christians say? Then the first Adam, the second Adam, represents rational being. He wasn't a baby, he was a man. The book doesn't say that God created Adam a baby, and he grew to be man. God created Adam a man, so Adam doesn't represent a fig. Adam represents a man's rational mind, but with social responsibility, social responsibility. So Jesus, he was sent to quicken that mind, to shock the mind, to start thinking in that direction. It says that the first Adam was a living soul. The second Adam had a quickening spirit. So Jesus, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is a Christian, and is in Christian language or terminology, the first Adam. Certainly he did. But that was not his role. His role was not to quicken rational thought. Rational thoughts was natural in Adam's time. He didn't have to quicken it. It was being living. All he had to do was to be an influence on the people to take charge of their environment and build a world livable for human beings. That was a challenge before Adam. Second Adam, the second Adam, and his mission is to quicken the rational life. The first man, Adam, represents a live rational mind, and the second Adam that Jesus typifies represents a rational mind that has the ability to quicken the rational progress or rational ability in the other lives. Minds, or you mean to tell me that Adam didn't have the ability to quicken that ability in the mind of other people? Second Adam. But the challenge before the second Adam is a world that had been deceived, a world that has been made superstitious, ritualistic, and irrational. And he had to quicken it again. Quicken means to awaken, to start. So the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, Khalifa, is the manifestation of a hidden potential of the human being that God brings that potential out until it reaches its fullness and flowers in full bloom and in full potential. And it is the Khalifa, the one that God says should be his custodian. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm going to place a Khalifa in the earth. Allah says in this Quran that he made Adam a Khalifa. What is a Khalifa? Ruler in the earth, custodian for God in the creation, one with the potential to look out after the welfare of not only himself, but the created thing that God has made, one who is capable and who has the potential to be keeper, the watchman, the safekeeper, the superintendent, or the supervisor in the creation, one with the potential to go and explore the mystery of his environment and bring out the hidden thing and be an instrument for improving upon that Allah made, not as an independent, but as a servant of God, of his God, as a Khalifa. Do you know what Khalifa means? Evolution. It comes from a word that means behind, not in front, behind. So God made the world and rested the world. He rested the world in what sense? He rested it in the evolution, the process of evolution. He evolved the world and rested it. Evolution. Or rested its growth. So So you who are not acquainted with this kind of language, you will understand everything grows in its fullness and then rests. So we find that some things grow to their fullness and they get a new life, a new challenge to their survival, bring out power for adaptation, and they begin to come into a new life to suit the new challenge. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, where you put something to shed blood. Blood letting out of the sacred knowledge that keeps the life of the body of the people, like blood keeps the life of the human body. What are you going to create? A charitable nut to spill the blood for life of the world. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I'm going to place a khalifa in the earth, was made to be custodian, caretaker, ruler, acting as an attendant, attending the matters that God has ordered, made earth a resting place for us, for our grouping together, and our sojourn. Here in the earth is what we pursue, our goals. Adam wasn't rejected, Iblis was rejected. Through leadership, the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I will place a khalifa in the earth. So the purpose of your khutbah should be to bring important matters to the conscience of your congregation, to alert the conscience. That is what keeps the civilized human society alive. Alerting the conscience. Many leaders are afraid to alert the conscience of the people because they have become demagogues. They have become tyrants. They have become people like that. And they have no courage to lead people. They only have courage, I would say, a desire, the need to have people with them. Anytime that we feel that we have to have people with us, we should step out of leadership. We are not fit for leadership. You don't have to have people with you. The demand is to have people with conscience, with the conscience to behave as befitting the human excellence, to not discredit themselves, to not debase themselves, to not shame the dignity and their personal wealth, worth, to live up to the measures of man that God created, to keep them with a conscience. That is the thing that is important. The true leader in Al-Islam is not just one who goes out in front, but he also is one who stands behind. When I lead my prayer as an imam, I stand before them. I lead it, but when I finish the prayer of the congregation and go and do my personal prayers, I go behind. I shouldn't even try to stand on the first front line. I should go into the congregation, put myself into the congregation to let them know that though I perform in that office, I am one of you. So he comes away from his leadership post and joins the body, the congregation. There is performed there. He performed his private prayer. In his private life, he is no more than one of them. But to perform a duty out of their obligation, out of a sense of obligation, he performs a duty. And the moment he allows that office to infiltrate his soul and become a passion, a possession of his heart, he is finished as a leader. Khalifa Mini. The Quran, Surah 62, pardon me, the Quran, Surah 27, Ayat 62, God made you mankind inherit Khalifa. So there are many people who don't know that the real leader is the Khalifa. I love to be called Khalifa. All of us are Khalifas, God said. and I made you Khalifa in the earth. All of us are Khalifas. Some are bigger than others, but all of us are Khalifas. So when we agree in God's purpose, we as a collective group represent the Khalifat. Praise be to Allah. The Khalifa means one who comes behind. He comes behind to alert the people, to tell the people what they missed. Some men are leaders. They just want to lead you and to your wants. They want to help you to get the things you want. They forget that you also need to catch up with the things that you miss. And we missed a lot in this last 10 years. We need to go back and catch up with those things that we miss. Isn't it great that the true leader must have foresight and hindsight? The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am going to place a Khalifa in the earth. Genesis 1, 26 to 27, let us make man. God says, I'm going to place in the earth a Khalifa, ruler, custodian, caretaker. And Jesus said, I am the caretaker, but not the owner. The owner is my Father. We rule by grace, because God is always the ruler, one who inherits the rule, because of what God has established in his nature, in his original creation. The rule given as a trust is for the original man, for the one who has that predisposition, character, spirit, that orientation in his soul that God created him with and created him for. Look how God speaks to his angels by saying, I am going to create, make. Make means start something towards its completion. Design, intention. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am going to place a Khalifa in the earth. So the first man, Adam, God told the angels, and they became disturbed because the creatures were going to exercise free will, whereas the angels don't exercise free will. They asked about frightened possibilities. They are going to be killing and bloodletting, or bloodshed, etc. God told them that he was the knower and not them. And the angels submitted. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I will place a Khalifa in the earth. 40 Hadith, page 64, 17. Excellent in everything. So we are to understand as Muslims that he's saying he's going to create an intellect, an intelligent, responsible human person with attention first on the intellect. So the womb of birth for the human creation is the motivation to excellence in our nature that we are born with. We are born with and motivation to excellence. So this motivation to excellence is in everything, not just us, but every life has that motivation to excellence. Every life begins from simple form to less simple form, from more dependent form to less dependent form, from less attractive form to more attractive form. So we find that all life, not just our life, all life is born to grow and progress from lesser to greater, from inferior to better, from dependency to less dependency, from poor performance to better performances. So this is the trend that's set in all life, the human being, because of our freedom to choose, our special intellect that we have, special mind that we have, we benefit the most. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that we also suffer the stuff, pardon me, that we also subject to suffer the most or to be degraded the most because of this same freedom, this same independence that we have, the limited freedom of choice, because if we are taken from this directional in our life, we can become progressive. And we can use our brain, the same intelligence, the same freedom of thought, the freedom of mind, freedom of spirit and everything that we have that is intended to better us, to better our condition, to guide us, and to bring us into better situations. We'll do the reverse if we break with that tendency or with that natural line for excellence in our life, in our nature. So aim for excellence, the principle for empowering the intellect, dear people, believers, whether academic or streetwise, religious or secular, political or anti-government, flamboyant or moderate, or modest, we all aim for recognition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that we have certainly formed created the human in the best of molds. Now, you who work in some of these factories, as I have worked, know what molds is. They make a mold. And the mold allows them to make many copies, one mold, many likenesses. So we are told in the Quran that we are created from one human person, one nafs, one person, one soul. From that modest from that mold, many likenesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to me and prove of my self-worth, I have need to have a comfortable self-worth to feel good about myself as a creature of value, a creature of some worth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves of me, wanting that. When he says to me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to each one of us with revelation that he created us in the best mold or image, created us in the best image, mold or image. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30. I will place a khalifa in the earth. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. We're out of time. Tomorrow, I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. Tomorrow, we have a special program of an interview of our beloved brother, Professor Imam Abui. Stay tuned for that tomorrow. Don't miss it. And call up your relatives and tell them to turn it on. Very inspiring. With that, we thank God for blessing us. We thank New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. We will continue this next Wednesday. Inshallah, it means if it please God. We want to wish all of our Jewish and Christian brothers and sisters season greetings from us, those that believe in the one God. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us, and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.